Chapter 2. Ellis Island. Paolo and his parents walked toward the main building on Ellis Island. The building was made of red bricks with a border of white stone. They walked with hundreds of people who carried everything they owned. The day was very hot. Paolo thought he had never felt so hot. Maybe he was so hot because his mother made him wear the extra clothes that did not fit in the suitcases. People from other ships in the harbor were on the island, too. Paolo knew they came from other countries because of the different languages they spoke. Everyone talked about what would happen next. More and more people entered the building. Everyone was told to leave their bags in one room. The crowd walked to the second floor. Then the crowd had to separate. The men were told to go one way. The women and little children were told to go another way. Paolo's mother did not like this at all. She begged, "My son is only 12 years old. Please let him stay with me." But a man just pushed Paolo and Lorenzo along with the other men and boys. "Do not worry, Maria," Lorenzo said. "We will see you soon." Paolo was pushed along by the crowd of men. He could no longer see where his mother was.